Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You okay, bud?
Yeah.
Looking forward to the weekend.
I am looking forward to the weekend. I'm also looking forward to my sunburn getting past the scaly phase.
Oh, are you itching like that?
I'm molting right now. And I got most of it in the upper left quadrant.
Okay, quadrant.
Yes.
Your shoulder?
Some people call it that.
Some people call it a shoulder.
It's my upper left quadrant.
We called it the upper left quad.
So at about the pec, cross the shoulder, down the bicep. Mm. It's itchy right now.
Thanks a lot, Florida.
Must have been laying at a particular angle, right?
Yeah, it's not both sides, it's just one side?
No, I was more sunburned to my right, left.
Could be that it was like afternoon, you were faced one direction all.
Well, we were in the pool a lot, and that's a lot of just like moving with noodles.
Yeah.
It's like the slowest water aerobics ever.
Noodles.
But then you get out, you dry off, you read. And I was finishing my book.
You were reading.
I was reading my Patrick Stewart biography. And it must have been the angle. Because, I think I had an umbrella or something kind of covering or shadowing one side. Yeah.
Dang.
So, now that we're talking about it, it's really itchy.
Oh, we've called attention to it. We have to take your mind off of
it. It's extra.
What will we do? What will we do to take your mind off of it? Oh, gosh.
Hey, I know.
You know what?
What?
We actually have a full day.
We have a very busy day. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
You either?
No. What do you mean? Oh, what did you do?
We just, actual birthday for Audrey, like, Nick had a meeting.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll make it up. And then we didn't realize that she had a track meet. So those go late. So we still wanted to celebrate, but then everything just went later. I don't know.
A day ended in dessert of some sort, I hope?
A day ended in at least eating out. It was too slow for dessert. We're like, we got to go. We already had
Why is the sun coming back up?
Yeah, we got to go, man.
Well, I'm helping MC and I'm performing at my high school Saturday. It's an improv showcase. Been doing this for the last couple of years.
Well, well, well.
It is an hour down. It's an hour rehearsal. 90 minutes and an hour back. So I did that last night. So I got home about 9:40.
That's late for us.
That's very late for us. And this is, and a lot of people ask, like, why don't you do more of this? Because you are so amped when you come back. Because it's fun.
I know.
And it gets just, your brain's going and your, all of the emotions are just bouncing around. Your hormones are happy.
Yes.
Your adrenaline's what I'm going for.
Adrenaline is the word.
I think I got to sleep at 10:50,
which is no good for
that's us. Horrible for us
for morning people.
And on top of that, poor Roland, big dumb dog, has a horrible ear infection.
Oh no!
That he's never had one ever in the 11 years we've had him, 10 or 11.
Get some water in there or something.
I don't know,
dude.
But he would not stop shaking his head and scratch. It was poor guy.
Poor Roland.
So we also tried to deal with that. It was just a weird night.
Not a lot of sleep.
Here we are.
Oh, boy.
But we're in.
But full caffeination?
I'm high on life, man.
He doesn't need it.
I don't need
it. He doesn't need it.
No, and I will guarantee you, we'll give you a great show today.
Guaranteed.
I'm going to crash probably at about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, hard.
Right?
Hard,
because I give 100 billion%, including this, but eventually I'll get home and there'll be a couch and I will sit and then the next thing I'll know, it'll be 2 hours later.
Nap time will be calling your name.
I can't wait for nap time.
Well,
between now and then, yes.
And it is back. 2014's biggest viral challenge is challenging you once again. The ice bucket challenge.
Oh, is it?
It's back.
Tell me more about that.
Yes, as you recall, in 2014.
Yeah, I did. Did you do it?
I did it.
Yes.
Helped raise money for ALS, which was a cause near and dear to my heart. And this time, we've got a different initiative. It's hashtag Speak Your Mind, started by students at the University of South Carolina for Mental Illness Needs Discussion Club.
My nephew, Pete, posted on his Instagram this. I didn't have the audio on, so I didn't quite know what was happening.
Mm.
And I just went past it.
Come on, man.
I didn't go back and look, mostly because I'm going to be seeing them on Monday. So like, oh, we'll talk about it then.
We'll talk.
Now I know exactly what it is now that you're telling me what this is.
My daughter asked me, where do we keep buckets? And I'm like, why do you need a bucket? She's like, I just need a bucket.
But how cool. It's more of a youth movement this time.
It is.
Than kind of coming top down.
As of Thursday, it has raised $325,000 for Active Minds, which is a nonprofit that helps young people transform mental health norms.
That's fantastic.
Which is great. Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. But if you take the challenge, as I told her, you gotta do the donation part. That's the important thing. It's not just posting a video of yourself.
It's kind of a three-stepper, right? You get ice on you, ice water. You make a little, donate some money, and then you challenge somebody else.
Yes.
And then you hope that just grows and grows.
Yes. I just wanted to really instill into this new generation who has never experienced it before. It's very fun. It's like, ah, look at their reaction when the ice is going
down. But it's more, it's not like you're tasting a weird food video.
Yes.
Right?
There's, yes.
There's more philanthropy to it.
Philanthropy. Yes. New word.
We need, a major influencer to do this, and then it'll take off.
Yes.
That's kind of the next big step.
Absolutely. And it's
get
almost
that to
there.
Happen.
Almost there.
That's great, though, that it has a new life and a new cause.
Yeah. Whole new set of people to try it out.
Do you know where your buckets are in your house?
I do know where the buckets are. Why do you want them?
My daughter's asking for a bucket.
Why do you need a bucket?
Not everybody asks for a bucket.
In what world are you mopping? Because I know you're not mopping.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Hy-Vee is closing two major food production facilities in central Iowa and ending centralized bakery operations in Cedar Rapids. The closures will impact about 500 workers statewide and about 60 workers in Cedar Rapids at the regional bakery. The bakery products are donuts and baked goods for distribution. So what the plan was, and I think it was like 2018, Hy-Vee went to a hub and spoke model. Mm-hmm. So we'll make the foods that we sell in our stores in centralized locations and then ship them out. Since then, they've upgraded their kitchen, so now their foods are made already at the stores, so you don't need these facilities anymore.
Ah.
So the two big ones are Ankeny and Sheraton. But for Cedar Rapids, they're keeping the bakery building. They're probably just going to repurpose it. But all of those bakers have been given the opportunity to go to bakery stores. Like those
and help, you know,
those
how to
sections,
make the donuts.
Yes, yeah. At the Hy-Vee locations. But that impacts about 60 people in Cedar Rapids. We just don't know now what's going to go into that repurposed building that Hy-Vee owns. The University of Iowa is requesting approval from the Iowa Board of Regents. Three new medical clinics are being planned: Tiffin, Iowa City, and Des Moines. So Tiffin would be about a 10,000 square foot space with 12 exam rooms, lab, conference room, planned to expand. Considering how close I think that is to North Liberty, it just shows you how much growth is now going to be coming to that Tiffin area.
Totally.
Iowa City, the university wants to move the Center for Disabilities and Development from its current building, which is like 71 years old and is on Hawkins Drive. That building is eventually going to be torn down and another tower is going to go up there. And they're going to move to another facility on Northgate Drive. So some expansion plans, but this always has to be approved by the Iowa Board of Regents. But those were made public just within the last couple of days. I kind of feel like we've been adopted by, or have we adopted the Metro Steam Academy?
Yeah.
We're buds.
Hard to say. We've become pals.
Yes. This goes back to their gingerbread challenge at Nubo City Market, their Maker's Fair. They gave us a tour of all of their facilities one day.
So many cool things going on there.
This all started because they stopped by when we were emceeing and hosting Good Morning Cedar Rapids, and part of their classes, students learning how to talk to adults, right? That's why they showed up.
They walked right up to us and asked for a card, and it was so cool.
It turned into it's who you know and what you know.
Totally.
And because of that, we are happy to pass along the following. Our friends at Metro and Metro Steam Academy are hosting your greenhouse sale on Saturday, April 26th, in a greenhouse they built themselves. Let's start with that. That was the last thing we got to tour when we were there.
A beautiful greenhouse.
They're helping area businesses with some starter seeds, and then they also have their own items they're selling. So they've got vegetable starts, houseplants, a ton of Steam Academy-themed merchandise as well. And we watched them make other things kind of in what I would call their steam lab.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if those items are going to be for sale as well. This all takes place at Metro, which is off of 7th Street Southeast, this Saturday from 10 till 2. Not only do you get a shop there, they love talking about what they're working on. So they'll show you the greenhouse space. They also use that for outdoor classes, which is really, really cool. So that's all part of the day. You can experience that starting at 10 o'clock at Metro on Saturday the 26th. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Actor Pedro Pascal has a trans sister named Lux, and needless to say, his views on trans rights differ significantly from Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. Recently, the UK Supreme Court ruled that trans women are not women and that sex should legally mean biological sex. After that ruling, J.K. Rowling posted a celebratory photo enjoying a cigar and a cocktail, and the caption on the photo says, "I love it when a plan comes together." She funded a bunch of
that side of the argument.
That side of the argument, yes. So naturally, there's some people who don't agree. An activist named Tariq Rauf posted a video criticizing J.K. Rowling in that moment, in that picture, and in that activity to fund that. And Pedro Pascal agreed and went in the comments and said that it's awful, disgusting. That's exactly right. This is heinous loser behavior.
We live in a world now, and I don't know it. Well, you like it if it's your side.
Right.
Where money plays. And if you, and she's got tons of it because she owns all the rights, right?
Yeah.
And she can fund her beliefs and drive stuff through the courts and political systems. It's happening here as well. It just, it sucks on one level. You're like, I don't agree with that. It just feels like it's the wrong thing for humanity.
Right.
And then it just keeps dividing us, which is the other part that bugs me.
Yeah, very sad.
Right.
As she said, that she gets the same royalties whether you read the book or whether you buy it and burn it.
I mean,
it
there's no way you're going to cancel her, and you're not going to cancel Harry Potter. It's too big.
It's too big
you
now.
You can't.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Let's do something nice, right? Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez have just a wonderful relationship. And it seems like every time they tell us about their love, he just gets sweeter and sweeter. Back in March, he was celebrating his 37th birthday, and he decided to go with a certain very pointed theme. He decided to have a prom-themed 37th birthday. Reason being, Selena Gomez was a child star. You know, she was on Barney, and then she was a Disney kid. She never went to a traditional prom.
Now that you say that, they're still making TV shows in April and May,
yeah,
right? There'd be no way she can make it.
No, yeah. I think she might have not even had like a traditional high school. She might have just been, you know,
she went to Hollywood, you
Hollywood
know,
school.
Hollywood prep.
Yeah, exactly. So he wanted to make sure that she got that experience. It's a major milestone.
Major.
Right?
Look at every gown town we do.
Exactly. So his 37th birthday was prom themed. He took her to the mall. They did a photo shoot at the mall. They rented a limo. He wore a classic tux. She had a mauve strapless ball gown with a black choker. And he said that it was more fun than they expected it to be. He knew it was going to be kind of hokey, but they had a blast.
Better have been corsages.
Yep, he got her a corsage. I don't know if the photo shoot and the party were all on the same day, if you know they did it exactly prom
right
style, but it was very adorable.
I don't know much about the Gomez's and the Blancos, but I'm sure mom and dad got pictures.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That awkward stand in front of the house photo that we all have still.
Just be back by midnight. I worry about you guys.
Mr. Blanco, young man, come here. I have a few words about
Blanco.
You dating my daughter.
Mr. Blanco, I have to talk to you. Okay. And I didn't realize I missed a birthday this week. YouTube turned 20 years old on Wednesday.
It's 20?
YouTube is 20. The very first video is a 19-second clip of one of the co-founders at the San Diego Zoo. Look, a monkey. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen the clip. I
There's
to
a
look
lot
it
of monkey
now,
videos that I've seen on YouTube.
But if you find the one, it's by co-founder Jawed Karam.
Thanks,
look
man.
For it. Yeah, look for it. But they've done a lot of videos. And there's a lot of like, you know, David after the dentist and all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie bit my finger.
Yes.
The top 10 music videos, though, if you think of all of the music that has now made its way and music videos, like
it's left television. It just goes to YouTube now.
Yeah, YouTube.
Or Vivo or whatever. Yeah.
Sorry, MTV. It's all
YouTube music TV.
Exactly. Think of the biggest hits, the ones that we had to watch the music video for.
Wow. There's got to be a Taylor Swift on there, maybe?
Not in the top 10.
No?
Not in the top 10 at all. I know. I'm shocked.
Who am I missing?
Maroon 5 makes it in at number 8 with Sugar.
Really?
I think no surprise here. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
I don't even know if I've seen a video for this. I
really
love the song.
Oh, are you sure? Like Bruno Mars, bright pink suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've seen it.
Okay,
this
you're
is
right.
Iconic.
You got it.
Because this song was a whole vibe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a different sound.
When it
at the
makes
time.
It to every wedding, it's accomplished something.
It has.
Yes. So Uptown Funk is on there.
5.55 billion views.
Whoa.
Gangnam Style, the exact same.
Wasn't he also wearing a pink suit?
You're right. I think he might have been.
There's a trend here.
People want to see guys in pink suits. But this was about watching the dance, right?
Yeah, you had to learn the dance.
So you got to watch that one. The number one most watched music video.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No.
Chappell Roan.
No. No, no, no. Too early. This is like, it's been on the internet for some time.
Oh, it's got time on its side.
And it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Shakira.
She's in the top 10, but she did not get the number one spot. That honor belongs to Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee Despacito. Remember when Justin Bieber knew Spanish?
I Sí. Sí. Señor Bieber. Sí.
If we get Bieber on this thing, it'll fly up the charts.
It also shows you YouTube is an international channel.
It is.
Or platform.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Me and my stupid American just naming those artists.
No.
No.
Come on, man.
That's number one.
Number one, 8.7 billion views.
I bet it's going to go up more, and now we just talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to watch that video again. Congratulations and happy birthday, YouTube. Ooh. That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
What is that face?
It's time for a nerd news. I know. This is my nerd face.
Yeah. I got two thumbs up.
Who's got two thumbs and loves nerd news? This guy.
I can't tell if I'm being mocked or celebrated.
I don't know either. I can't tell if I'm proud of what I just did or a little sad.
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west on the 17th week of the year. 2025. Whew. This is Nerd News. It was cloudy last night. We did not get to see it, but there was something called a smiley face last night.
Ooh.
It's when two planets and a crescent moon are within proximity, so it looks like a face.
Two planets and a crescent moon.
So we had a crescent moon. Yeah. So I don't know if we're waning or waxing at this point of the calendar cycle or the month, but above the crescent moon, Cheshire Cat style, were Saturn and Venus. And they're bright enough that to the naked eye, you see a smiley face.
How cool is that?
And just because it's cool, another planet like Ham around two, right near the horizon. So it's, I'm thinking like where else, like is it like maybe a mole?
A mole, yeah.
Like low chin
mole. It wasn't
mole.
A no.
Is the planet Mercury was right near the horizon last night. So you could see three planets and the crescent moon, but the two biggies, Saturn and Venus, gave it what was known as the smiley face.
Will it be like, maybe if the clouds go away tonight?
No.
Okay.
That's
no.
just no. how everything shapes up in the sky based on rotation. I got a new date for you though. May 23rd, this should happen again.
Oh, okay.
So again, based on where Earth is, the planets are.
And where the moon
is. And where
is.
The moon, the phase of the moon and where it's at, which is almost exactly a month away. So
right.
Looks like smiley face round two coming up on May 23rd. I think I'm just a glutton for punishment, but now when I see world record in all of my news sources, I'm like, what did this person do?
Yep.
An Australian woman has earned a Guinness World Record for her collection of minions.
Oh, honey.
1,035 minions from Despicable Me.
Why?
Which this now makes my old Star Wars collection look like nothing.
You're fine. Yeah.
And I sold it a long time ago.
He doesn't have a problem.
I not like this.
Nope.
Not 1,035. Her name is Liesl Benecki, and she fell in love with Minions when she saw the first film as a kid. So she just started collecting them. And I'm guessing Toy Stories, Happy Meals, you know.
Everything.
Everything. 15 years of collecting these things to a grand total of over 1,035. Guinness has confirmed she is now the world record holder for the largest collection of Minions memorabilia. What am I taking away from this? Again, it doesn't seem that hard to get a world record if you have the right thing or know the right category. And that's now where I'm starting to circle with a red pen.
We've got to know what we want to do.
It's the category.
Yep.
I think it comes down to the category. It's an unusual one. She holds the record until another person has 1,036 minions.
Does anybody want to own 1,000?
Oh, she's also continuing to collect. So she's kind of...
Know that you've got that.
She's guarding the castle with all of her little minion dolls.
Wow.
Okay, imagine if everybody in the city of Marion knew CPR. That's... The number is the goal. So okay. Marion's Community Emergency Response Team, which is led by the fire department, has a new visionary goal. And the goal is to train the population equivalent of the city of Marion in hands-only CPR.
Okay.
So by the time they're done with this initiative, they anticipate Marion will have about 46,400 people by 2030. So whether you're a Marionite or not, if you want to come learn hands-only CPR, there will be plenty of opportunities starting tomorrow for quite a while. And the goal is 46,400 people in our area know hands-only CPR. And here's the reason. And this stat has now come up a couple times because we got the Heart Walk coming up in a couple of weekends. When I was interviewing the representative from the Heart Walk, they got really into this new sad stat. If you have a heart attack away from a hospital, 1 in 10 survive.
Yeah.
That's a low number.
Mm-hmm.
You at least be in an area where maybe there's an AED device or somebody knows hands-only CPR, your chances of survival go up exponentially.
Right. You just need to keep that heart
moving. You got to keep pumping the blood.
Yeah.
Keeps the body moving and keeps the brain until an emergency team can get there. So the better chances you have are if you happen to fall down on the sidewalk, hopefully somebody near you says, you call 911, I'm going to go start chest compressions. And that's all you have to do. And so they want to go through all of this training. It's really not as hard as it sounds.
No.
They're going to kick this whole initiative off tomorrow at the Marion YMCA and Rec Center from 9 till noon. It's also Healthy Kids Day, by the way, at the Y.
Awesome.
So their goal, again, 46,400 people trained in hands-only CPR. That's what we're going for.
It all kicks off tomorrow.
That wraps up the nerd news.
We hope you didn't hear this. Screwed up.
Wearing my hump day socks today. Maybe that was it.
You got camel socks?
I got camel socks.
Or they just say Wednesday on them like your underpants.
Oh, let me check. Hold on. Wait.
The socks! The socks!
There's got to be a roster of a buddy and a wuzz. What are their names?
Wuzzy and Buzzy.
Fuzzy and Wuzz.
I need you to get your pom-poms out. I need you to cheerlead me.
Okay? I'll cheerlead you.
That, am I saying that weird? Cheerlead.
I mean, gladly cheerlead you as a cheerleader.
Nobody says it that way, huh?
We do.
Listener Alicia has hired the services of Scramble and Scramble radio lawyers at law.
Those are us. That's exactly what it says on the door, verbatim, by the way.
Why did we put it twice?
We hired a side company to come in, and they're like, do you want it twice? We said, yes, of course.
Yes, for sure.
Don't question us. We're radio lawyers at law. A lot can be done with a big, like, white butcher paper and tempura paint.
Yes.
Is that the right type of paint?
Yes. No, not tempura. Is what goes on your
I had a
shrimp.
Lot of tempura shrimp.
Yeah.
Tempura.
Tempura.
Is that tempura? I thought it tasted weird.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
All right, there's a lot of buildup for this. Are you ready?
I am totally ready. I just showed you in the wild yesterday how valuable useless knowledge can be.
We were out to lunch, and you dropped a fun fact out of the blue, and we had a good 10-minute conversation besides it. It was great.
It was kind of relating.
Like, somebody happened to be in Vegas?
I was in Vegas. I saw Penn and Teller. I was like, oh, did you know that they're not friends? They're just business partners.
And we both looked at you like, what? They've been together for however many years. They're not friends?
What? It's useless knowledge. Yeah, they're just business partners.
Claire, how did you know that?
Useless knowledge.
That's why. Boy, this is powerful stuff.
Powerful! The power of uselessness!
With great power comes great responsibility.
You're right. I have to wield
this correctly. That is a 3.
Okay, number... 3. Woody Harrelson's father, his name is Charles.
Okay.
His father was a hitman.
Woody Harrelson's grandpa?
Woody Harrelson's father.
Sorry. Then you said his father again, and I went one more up the tree.
No.
Let me go back down a branch.
Not father's father. Woody Harrelson's father, Charles.
His dad was a hitman.
was a hitman.
Chuck the Hitman.
Yeah. He actually...
Are you kidding me?
He had a hit on a judge.
No.
In 1979, he went to prison.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
This federal. Is legit?
Yeah. Life sentence. Woody Harrelson's father, the most chill
yes.
whatever guy.
I think to be a hitman, you got to be probably pretty chill also. Like,
yes, you're right.
Very intense.
You think about that. I mean, huge consequences, but.
You got to be serious about your job.
Yeah.
If you're an assassin.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking very gross point blank right now. But on the outside, you have to have a very chill exterior.
I suppose.
Because people, you'll be on, if you're on edge all the time, how are you going to pull off a hit?
Why do you Shaky know so hands. Much about being a hitman? Like, this is in-depth knowledge. That mine is useless. Yours is like, oh, he knows. A little scared. Stop being so intense.
I'm not saying a word. Not saying a word. Up the scale we go. 8.
Number 8. Canadians, as we know, so polite.
Mm-hmm.
So polite. This actually had to become necessary because they are so polite. In Ontario, Canada, there is a law that saying sorry is not an admission of guilt.
Wait, I don't think you said it quite Canadian enough. Is it
sorry?
What's this about?
What are you talking about?
I'm so sorry. But sorry. I'm not guilty.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just sorry.
Sorry.
It's not an admission of guilt.
I want this on the books for me. I say sorry all the time.
I've tried to, you know, get you off of that a little
it's
bit.
It's not my fault, but sorry.
Stop it.
No, sorry.
Sorry. Wheel of Useless Knowledge, spin Woo! Number 3. Landing on... Boy, we're like up and down, up and down. Now we're down to 2.
Down to 2.
Yes, please.
Ah, the founder of the Timex watch.
takes a lick and keeps on ticking. That's
right.
A Timex.
It's a quality standard item, right? The name Timex, the creator named it in honor of his father because his father loved reading Time magazine and using Kleenex.
You're joking. I thought you were going to say and enjoyed X-rated films.
No.
Timex.
But do you really want to be honored? Like, oh, he just loved using Kleenex. He loved using facial tissue. That's
How do you develop
things.
A passion for Kleenex?
Why is that a passion of yours? Like, that was listed in the eulogy? Like, that was...
He was a great man. We'd see him many a day wiping his nose and reading Time magazine.
He'd wipe his nose and he'd throw it away and then he'd wipe his nose and throw it
hey,
away.
Hey, Carl, what time is it? Let me see on my new... Hey, my son invented this for me.
Sick.
Let's do one more out of the 2 column, please.
Oh, dear.
What?
You're not going to like it.
What do you mean I'm not going to like it?
Because... Guess who makes their way into our world once again? The Guinness Book of World Records.
These are now turning into my arch nemesis.
I know. I just want to hear back from you. The Guinness Book of World Records holds a world record.
This is like when the Oscars wins an Oscar for best Oscars.
Can you believe that the Oscars won an Oscar? The Guinness Book of World Records holds the world record for being the best-selling copyrighted book of all time.
I think I've heard this before. It's like
ahead of the dictionary.
It's like Bible.
Yeah.
World record book and then dictionary.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So congratulations to the Guinness Book of World Records for having a world record.
I thought you were going to say for having the most records. Like,
do they have the record for holding the most records in a book?
Probably. Oh. For cataloging them. Like, they're beating libraries hands down, and libraries like, oh, they're mad at Guinness Books of World Records.
Do you think if we point this out to them, that they would be more apt to help us?
I hope so.
You could have more world records, and we'll tell you how.
It's an olive branch.
Huh?
It's an idea.
It's one idea.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.